Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to start out this week talking about sleep. And we talked about sleep a little bit last week, but we're going to talk about it this week from the perspective of melatonin, which is a very commonly used supplement that people use to aid with sleep, whether they're adults or kids.
To fall asleep.
To fall asleep, right.
Even though it doesn't do that.
Right.
So that's part of what we want to talk about.
Absolutely. Okay. So I guess we should just start there.
Let's launch right into it.
Melatonin is not a sleep inducer.
That's right. It is not a soporific. S-O-P-O-R. Soporific is something that puts you to sleep.
Right.
Okay. This is not...
A college lecture.
Or a boring date.
That's right.
No, it's a... this is not a sleep inducer.
Right.
It is a sleep aid, but not a sleep inducer.
Right.
So that's the first thing we have to... The first myth...
Right.
To take care of.
Because the way that it aids with sleep is that it helps with our sleep. It helps with our cycle, our circadian rhythm.
That's right.
Because what melatonin only releases when it's dark. It only releases typically at night when the sun is down, and it's a dark, cool environment.
Right.
And it is released then to help lower all of your other hormone levels, your cortisol levels, and things like that, adrenaline levels. So it lowers all of that so that you can go to sleep.
The things that would keep you awake normally.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But that's what it does. It doesn't make you tired.
Right.
It doesn't do anything like that. It just helps you get back on a good cycle.
That's right. The important thing to understand is that, first of all, our bodies produce melatonin naturally. So most of us don't need a supplement because you have a sufficient amount.
Right. It comes from serotonin, by the way. Melatonin, serotonin.
Right. And the melatonin is related to light.
Right.
And as you said, it's released when it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a natural process that melatonin is released when it is dark, and it begins to move your body towards sleep.
Right.
And it stops being released when exposed to light.
Right.
So when it's daylight, melatonin release is stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So think of melatonin and light as working together.
Right.
Think of it that way because that's your circadian rhythm.
Right.
Is you should sleep between these hours. And these hours are defined by melatonin release.
Mm-hmm.
And then when light comes out, melatonin is no longer released.
Right.
And you wake up and begin your day.
Right.
It's not a sleeping pill.
Right.
Doesn't put you to sleep.
Yeah. So if we want to, think about this as a conspiracy, the conspiracy against sleep began with the invention of electricity.
That's
because,
true.
Because that is what keeps us up at night. That is what really created the problems that we have with sleep, is the fact that we can have artificial light all the time reduces the release of melatonin.
That's right. It can interfere with its release because you stay up.
Yeah.
TVs are on and lights are on.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's right. Remember that study of children with bipolar disorder in the Amish community?
Right.
And one of the differences is that those children sleep differently because they go to bed. They go to sleep when it's dark and they get up when it's light.
Right.
So they sleep better and their circadian rhythms are better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So than they are with today's children who have access to all that stuff that keeps you awake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but that doesn't change the fact that melatonin sales are significant.
That's alarming.
It says here that U.S. consumers will spend more than $437 million on melatonin supplements this year.
In 2017.
In 2017.
Compared to 2010.
Yeah, it was only $159 million.
Right, so it's almost a factor of four.
Right.
You know, and that was alarming to me because obviously people are using this in much larger quantities than one. And part of it is we're all struggling with sleep, but also we're looking for alternatives to what we call drugs, you know, pharmaceuticals.
Well,
and this is a supplement. This is considered a supplement. It's natural, you know, quote, natural.
Right. And to be honest, people are looking for quick fixes because people think that it's a sleep pill. And so they start taking it. And
my kids don't want to go to bed, so I'll give them melatonin.
Exactly.
That's not what it's made for.
And we're getting a lot of this information from an article from WebMD called Melatonin Benefits, Risks, What You Need to Know. And so knowing now what melatonin does, it doesn't induce sleep. It just helps with your sleep cycle.
Right.
There's some particular ways that we should use it. We should use it somewhat temporarily if we're going to use it.
Yeah.
Use it somewhat temporarily. But it is only going to really be effective if you're also practicing good sleep hygiene.
Right. That's right.
So
that's the irony of this whole thing. It's not going to correct poor sleep habits.
Right.
Okay. You can't abuse yourself and tamper with your sleep cycle and then expect melatonin to fix it. Also, to clarify, it's not really meant to be used long term.
Right.
That was the other thing that I hear people, I've been taking melatonin for 8 years. I'm not sure that that's what it's intended to. It's not intended to be used long term. It's intended just to re-regulate your sleep cycle.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's released from our body, and what happens is if we take it long term, our body stops creating it. And we've talked about this with a lot of other things before.
Right.
That as magnificent and fascinating as our body is, it doesn't really know how to differentiate where things are coming from. So if you're taking a supplement like melatonin, something your body produces
naturally,
if you're taking a supplement for that, then your body says, oh, well, we have plenty of this. So we can stop production or we can slow down production because we have excess. And so your body may stop producing that hormone if you're not careful. Now, this doesn't apply to other supplements because your body doesn't create vitamin C, for example. And so you can take in vitamin C or your B vitamins. Your body doesn't make those. So we call those essential vitamins and nutrients because you have to consume those for your body to use them. Melatonin is something that your body creates itself from some essential amino acids, but you know, that's a lesson for
a different
time.
Right.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's not meant to take for a long term. It's meant to take relatively short term, but it has to, again, accompany healthy sleep hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not going to help you, it's not going to make you have good sleep hygiene. You have to practice good sleep hygiene, meaning going to sleep at around the same time every day, having a regular bedtime routine, as elementary as that sounds, even adults, we need to have a good sleep routine, bedtime routine, so that we're getting our body in the mode for sleep and sort of that anticipation for the release of melatonin.
That's right, because there were several studies. They report about 30 studies that were done, and the results in most people, the results are not very impressive. You know, you people who take melatonin tend to go to sleep 3 or 4 minutes faster, and they stay asleep maybe 7 or 8 minutes longer.
Right.
It's not buying you very much in terms of how quickly you fall asleep or how long you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, supporting this notion that that's not what it's meant to do.
Right.
It is meant to re-regulate your sleep, a sleep cycle in somebody who's practicing good sleep hygiene to begin with.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was fascinated by this when they talk about the types of sleep problems that melatonin will help.
Right.
Because you and I have one of those.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was melatonin proved to be beneficial with something called delayed sleep phase disorder.
Delayed sleep phase disorder.
Those are people who can't get to sleep when it gets dark.
Right.
So let's say it gets dark at 9 o'clock and you'd start to produce melatonin and you'd move toward sleepiness.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people who don't move towards sleepiness until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we see people who have that problem, particularly teenagers.
Particularly teenagers, right.
And this is so
I thought
important.
You meant we had that.
We have the next one.
Oh, I thought you meant we. That was, no. I thought that was the one you were saying that we had, because we don't have that one.
No, these are people who don't get sleepy mm-hmm. when melatonin should be released.
Right.
Okay, at the time when it should be released. And they're up until 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, right. but then they want to sleep until noon. Okay,
yeah.
But if you're working or going to school, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You and I have the second one, which is advanced sleep phase disorder. And that is that we wake up too early.
Yes.
We wake up before it gets light.
Yeah.
We're not... So we are abnormal in that sense.
Yes.
You and I get up at about 3 o'clock in the morning or mm-hmm. earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. No matter what, we go to sleep at a normal time. When we go to sleep when it's dark, so melatonin is released and we go to mm-hmm. sleep. Neither mm-hmm. of us take melatonin. But we wake up far earlier right. than we should because we're getting up hours, maybe 4 hours before it gets daylight.
Right.
So delayed phase is you're staying up too late
mm-hmm.
and advanced is you're getting up too early.
Right.
We get up too early. So if we wanted to, we don't want to change that because we have work to do in the morning. But if we wanted to change it, melatonin might help
right.
keep us asleep longer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So yeah. that's when it's useful.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is two other places are work shift changes.
Right.
You know, if you have to work three, my uncles all worked in steel mills.
Yeah.
And we would go to their houses to visit. And if they were working the 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 11 o'clock at night, their sleep cycle would be dysregulated because
right.
of their work schedule.
Yeah.
And the other one is jet lag.
Right.
You know, that you could take it.
Mm-hmm.
You take it when you get to your destination
right.
to re-regulate your sleep cycle
yeah.
for the hours difference.
And it would do that pretty quickly.
Right.
So,
and at very small amounts.
Right.
You know, 0.3 milligrams
right.
would probably do it for most people.
Right. It doesn't take much it doesn't take much time for that to get re-regulated
mm-hmm.
if, again, you're practicing good sleep hygiene and you stick with that good sleep hygiene.
That's right.
So you know, quickly, if you are... if you're wanting to go to bed at 10 o'clock, you're going to start going to bed, you know, you're going to start your bedtime routine at 9 o'clock.
Right.
That is about between 9 and 9:15 or so is when you'll take your melatonin,
right.
if you're going to take it. You go through your sleep bedtime routine
mm-hmm.
So that you're in bed by right. a quarter till or 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laying down, dark, cool room
right.
That's relatively quiet or maybe some white noise. And then you go to sleep. After just a couple of days of sticking to that routine pretty rigidly with the help of melatonin,
right.
your body is going to get regulated to that.
It will re-regulate.
And then you can stop the melatonin.
Because your body wants to do that.
Right.
Your body is producing this melatonin, and it wants to do it that way.
Right.
You're just aiding it to do what it does naturally.
Right. So my perspective, just because you may have the same perspective, we didn't talk about this beforehand, my perspective on the reason that a lot of parents say that melatonin doesn't work perhaps for their kids is twofold. One, they're thinking that it's a sleep inducer, and it's not, so it's not going
right.
to make them go to sleep.
Sure.
But two, kids don't want to go to bed.
That's right.
So yes, you can do all those things that you need to do. Yes, you can you can try to enforce that sleep hygiene and
mm-hmm.
everything. But if a kid is fighting sleep, melatonin is not going to make them pass out. It's not
That's
going
right.
to do that.
Not
going to
make them tired.
So when you have that resistance, if they're sitting up looking at, you know, on their iPad or their phone or something, melatonin in and of itself is not going to make
right.
them go to sleep.
Right.
So when it's not effective, it's usually because it's usually a user error.
Right. That's right. Like in computers.
Like in
right.
computers.
One more point. Teenagers release melatonin
later.
2 to 3 hours later
mm-hmm.
than adults.
Yeah.
And that's the reason they stay up. So in a sense, they would be delayed sleep
mm-hmm.
phase
mm-hmm.
disordered because of their age.
Right.
Eventually that will change. But in the teenagers release melatonin a little bit later than we
right.
do. That's why they're not ready to go to bed when we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So keep that in mind.
So, all right.
Good.
So use melatonin if you need to, but use it carefully. Use it temporarily. Don't use it for long periods of time. because then you're going to potentially create some additional issues.
That's right. So. And as you said, it's not going to fix bad sleep habits.
Right. All right. That is it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.